fenders.
Okay. How about on overalls? Do you call those things?
They would call them fenders. Come up with apron and then fender comes over your shoulder.
Okay, are they the same thing as galluses?
Well, galluses, no. I wouldn't say that. Well, galluses is for folks who wear pants like we got on, you know. Yeah. And if they isn't, you know, if they isn't bad, they come over.
Okay, so. How about when you're out in the rain, sometimes you carry a...
umbrella.
Right. And what's the last thing that people put on a bed when they're making it, the last thing they put on top of bed?
Spray.
Okay. When you were young, what types of things did they have on the bed? What did they have laying on the bed when it was made?
They had spray. But I don't know, they call them sprays. Maybe it was just a sheet, but it was the top spray.
Okay. What's the thing that you lay your head on at the top of the...
pillow.
Okay. Do you remember anything, or using anything at the head of the bed that was twice as long as a pillow, went all the way across the bed? You ever heard anything like that? It was like a pillow, but it was, you know, you lay your head on it, but it went all the way across the bed. It was twice as long as a pillow. What else might you find on a bed that's made up? And now
quilt.
Okay. And sometimes, you know, when you have relatives come and stay with you or something like that, and you've got all your beds filled with the adults, sometimes they'd take and lay on the floor. They'd put this thing on the floor for the kids. Okay. What types of land do you have on the farm here? What's the land types do you have?
It's sandy loam, I believe you call it.
Okay. Is that you consider it the same kind of soil? Is it the same type of loam and sand is what you call soil type too?
I think that's what it is.
Do you have any land that's down near a creek or down near...
Yeah, we have some. I got some that's down this street called that bottom lane.
Yeah. Okay. If we expect a big yield from that field because the soil is very...
It's richer and more moist. It stays more moist and richer too.
Okay. If there's two kinds of eggs. There's the kind of eggs that they sell in a store that, roosters have nothing to do with the hens. Those are
unsterile.
Oh, those are sterile eggs or unsterile?
Unsterile.
Okay, when a rooster's in with a bunch of chickens, the eggs are?
Sterile.
Or is it sterile? No, would you say fertile?
Fertile.
Okay. Okay. How about a low-lying grassland? What would you call that?
Bottom.
Okay. Would you ever call that like a bio or a dago or anything like that?
Not right. Yeah.
Okay. Okay, suppose you had some land that was maybe near a creek or a stream or a river and had water standing on it for most of the year, you know, and every now and then it would drain off. What would you call that?
A lagoon.
A lagoon? Okay, how about, what would you call the Everglades? In Florida, you know, the Everglades.
Well, I didn't get that same thing. I never been there.
Oh, okay. Sometimes you get just a shallow bunch of water on flat land, you know, down, you know, like you said, a lagoon, and there's weeds growing all over, and but it's got water out in there, and it's real shallow, and a lot of frogs and snakes and things live there. What would you call that kind of land? Maybe ducks that live in there?
I should call it pond land if it's deep enough, but we don't get that much of that down there. You know, a few bottom.
Okay.
We just call it bottom land.
You ever call it marshland?
Well, yeah, you call it marshland.
Okay. How about if a boat turned over, you know, and two people fell out, but you called the boat...